This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. 2 weeks after the Indian Ocean tsunami, aftershocks continue to jangle nerves, and relief workers are still struggling to supply victims with the basics, food, medicine, and shelter. But many victims are also experiencing psychological problems. Children are especially vulnerable, and without treatment, they can suffer for years. Social workers in Central America made that discovery after the 1998 Hurricane Mitch, one of the most destructive storms in that region's history. Sandy Hausman reports on a unique program developed to help young survivors.
On October 30th, 1998, 12-year-old Johnny Soriano was at home with his mother and four brothers. The rainy season had arrived, and the river near his house was rising. But Johnny crawled into bed that night without giving the weather a second thought. Sometime later, he woke up to the sound of a family friend pounding on the front door, shouting for the Sorianos to get out. The river was coming up fast as Hurricane Mitch began to blow across the flat lands of southern Honduras. 5 years later, at a street-side cafe, Johnny recalled going to the home of neighbors on higher ground, then being forced to leave again, terrified as he waded through waist-high water.
It was like being in the middle of a river. There was so much water around us, debris floating by, chairs, tables, pieces of houses that had collapsed. Through the night, the water kept rising and rising, dirty water, full of biting insects.
On the main road, the water was knee-deep. They passed people who had taken refuge in trees and saw the bodies of pets and livestock drowned in the storm. They came to a church and spent 3 days without food, drinking rainwater and praying the storm would end. Many got sick from floodwaters contaminated by bacteria. Finally, relief workers arrived with food and medicine. Johnny expected to go home, but was shocked to learn his house and all his possessions were gone.
Children didn't have any clothes, no houses, no beds.
Ingrid Kufelt was country director for an international group called PLAN, a not-for-profit founded in 1937 to provide social services for poor children. Weeks, even months after the hurricane, she says some kids were suffering from post-traumatic stress.
They were very sad, very silent, frightened, distrustful, lost.
With foreign aid flooding into Honduras, basic needs were met. But there was no counseling for the kids. They were edgy, depressed, had nightmares and flashbacks.
Even a year after that, when the first drops of rain started coming, the children started shaking and trembling, and they wanted to run back home as soon as possible, not asking for permission to leave the classroom, not paying attention to what was going on in the classroom. Or suddenly children would start crying silently without any particular provocation or issue.
So Plan Honduras came up with a novel idea. It organized groups of children to talk about what happened to them, to explore how they felt about life before and after Hurricane Mitch. And as part of this group therapy, the children were asked to help plan a new town called Renacer, or Rebirth. Funded by Plan, it would provide 480 homes for more than 2,000 people. Johnny was one of those who helped.
We wanted sturdy houses made from concrete block. We wanted a big school, a central plaza, electric lights, running water, sewers, and lots of other things.
Plan provided materials and an architect who helped the kids make a model. Parents who would get homes at no cost volunteered to build the new community. The kids also helped design a 12-room schoolhouse called Gracias a Dios, Thanks to God. Kufelt says planning their own school and community gave children a sense of control that built their confidence and made them feel more secure.
When self-esteem rises, any individual changes. Any person that has had a very low self-esteem, that changes dramatically.
Johnny agrees. He's in high school now and hopes to study law or journalism at the university.
My family and I lost everything, but now I would say how great it is that Hurricane Mitch happened. It's not something I would wish on anybody, because we thought we might lose our lives, but it serves as a lesson that people should change and become better.
Johnny says he's more confident now and can learn better at school. He thinks most of his classmates are also more assertive and determined than before. That's important, he adds, because the future of his country is in the hands of the children. For Day to Day, I'm Sandy Hausman.